Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Sharing care. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Where did this week go? Everything is just flying out there. I wish this virus, this Delta, this Corona, whatever, would just fly on up out of here. I have some good news. You know, the booster shots are ready for those who have had Pfizer. Two shots can get that booster, 65 years, and the frontline people, our teachers, our nurses, child care providers. You know, I was speaking with Yoshi, what's up, last night, and I couldn't understand that advisory committee voting against that. But thank goodness the director of the CDC said no. It's open for all because, you know, it's going to take all of us to get this done, whatever opinion you have out there on yourself, because it takes trust, you know, but you have to have trust within your thoughts and your mind. You know, we are all human beings. Whatever our positions, if we open up our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. World peace starts with trust between one individual and another. And that's what it's all about. But you must start with yourself. Trust in you. Believe in you. As Miyoshi was upset, be hopeful, not helpless. Be fearless and not fearful. So on that note, we are going to be on with Miss Tiffany Jones. And that's Tiffany with an I. And I like to say Tiffany with an I because, you know, she is, I see the problem, I observe the problem, and I take care of the problem. That's what that I means to me. And before we get going on that, our friend Ellen Laughlin, it is her birthday tomorrow. So we're going to say happy birthday to the Beast of the East. She's partying. She got some brunches going on out there. She has two or three of them going and a restaurant set up. You know, if you have been looking on Facebook, you have been seeing those postings. So we'd like to say an early happy birthday to you, Ellen, the Beast from the East. So we're going to get going here. This is Find It Out Friday. We'll come on and let you know what we found out. But before we get going, just think of this.
Mm-hmm.
together. And like I said, Miss Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I see it. I know what the solution is, and I will get it done, is on the air with us this evening. We're waking up with Linda McShann. Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I. How are you, and are you with us to care and share this evening?
Yes, I am. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful, and you know how I do it. First of all, thank you. With much appreciation for taking our time on your busy, busy schedule, because, girl, you are out there doing it. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you so. I'm doing wonderful. I hear that you're doing wonderful. I like to put that out there in front because, you know, once we get going, that appreciation is something that you cannot forget about. That's very important. Welcome in, Tiffany. Talk to us. What did you find out to share with us on Find It Out Friday?
Well, I know the topic of the vaccine is, you know, been discussed so much lately. Probably this week I found out that there are going to be some firefighters, policemen, and emergency medical people to call for exemption of a vaccine, about like 6,000. So that's interesting because they don't want it to be mandatory and mandated that they take it or.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So because the mandate is out and, you know, listening in, everybody has a confusing way of doing it. It's mandated, but you either take the vaccine or you take a test every week. So, you know, the mandate going out there, you know, if you're mandated, flighting it out, don't leave no options, okay, because that deletes the confusion. So if you leave an opening out there, but still, we're dealing in society. We're all human beings. We have our opinion, okay, of what we want to do. So it's really, really, very interesting to me because persons have their reasons and whatever that is, and they have their opinions and whatever that is, but we all have our lives, and each one of our lives belong to us, okay? So if they choose not to and still be out there, that's on them. Or for those who choose to, and they still might not be out there either, but you don't know. So it's really a confusing, chaotic, crazy thing, okay? As I was mentioning last night, talking with What's Up, they passed on the advisory board that the 65, they could do it for them, but not for everybody, no teachers, no frontline people. And I was saying, that don't really make any sense to me. It really don't make sense to me, either or, okay? Flatten it out. You're confusing out there. The frontline people, the teachers, they're the ones that are out there in all the danger, dealing with, it was just crazy. But then I had a big smile on my face because the director said, no, open it up to everyone. So this is an issue. This is a time. This is an event that we really all have to go individually inside and deal with it. So you're going to have opinions. You're going to have people taking away, well, that's my right, that's my freedom. Well, your right is not to kill nobody else either. But they don't see it that way because they're thinking of me. So I'm glad that you brought it up, but you know how I feel about that. And, we discuss many, many things. That's why I just love you to death. I have a motto with you. It's like it don't care. We don't matter what side you're on, what party you belong to, as long as you're for the people. So when I'm dealing with people with the people, it's always a good dialogue. So this particular incident or these issues, if you sit down and really think about it, it'll drive you crazy. So to each his own, each life is its own. I have family members that have tested positive. So, of course, it's like kind of bothering me, but I know they know how to take care of themselves, and they going to kick it. My nephew said, Auntie, if I don't make it, I love you. I said, excuse me, you going to make it? And I don't want to hear that, okay? Just do what you have to do, because basically, if you're tearing your body down and if your immune is low, okay, so he's a young man that just works, very hardworking, okay, to get everything that he wants. He gets everything he wants. So I have, trust and belief in that, but when you hear it, you don't want to hear it. But what can you do? Just encourage, of course. The mother is going crazy because that's her son, but that's my sister, and I'm saying, hey, you got to send him positivity, baby, okay? You brought him here. Mm-hmm. His blood runs through from you and your vein, okay? And we don't have the retreat and give up blood in our veins. So what are you talking about? So I'm on this end being the coach, right? But you and I both know Tiffany, with an eye, that whatever we're saying to others, we're saying it to ourselves too. So, like we say, each one teach one to go through. So as I have to keep myself up and keep my mind clear so that I can encourage them. And when you're encouraging others, you're talking to yourself too. Some people walk it and talk it and don't be it. No, you have to walk it, you have to talk it, and you have to be it. So you mentioned 6,000. I think we were on the phone earlier this week, and it was like 6,000 city employees. Hell, there ain't but 7,000 out there, so what the other 1,000 go? But, I'm just listening because you don't know what to believe. You cannot tell anybody what to do or what not to do. It's their lives, okay? You can't do that. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do what it's going to do. Like the old folks say, where I come from, do it and see what happens, or don't do it and see what happens. Now, did they give you too much of a choice when they said that? They're not going to waste too much energy. Do it and see what happens, or don't do it and see what happens. That's it. You got either or. Mm-hmm. So I'm particular about how I feel about it, because I'm trying to take care of myself the best way that I can. So because I have an underlying health condition, okay, so you do the best that you can do. So if you prefer not to be around anyone, if they prefer not to do it, don't be around them, okay? And if they don't understand it, well, hey, they don't understand it, okay? But we go back to the natural thing. It's trust. Trust yourself, your mind, thought, what you feel that works better for you, period. So I'm done with that one. So let me ask you something. You've been pretty busy this week. You know, you've got this beautiful television coming on. You have interesting guests. I'm going to be one of them. I'm just trying to figure out what shade of lipstick I want to put on. You know, I like to use my voice, but you know, I also like that blue light too. You know, I like that stage and that show it, that virtual stuff. Okay, that's in your face type. So I'm very excited for you. I know it's hard work. I know it's a lot going on, and you're dealing with a lot of people. And we going to share this, find it out on Friday. We have both found out, and I think many, many others out there, that when you're dealing with a lot of people, you're dealing with a lot of confusion. So
oh, my goodness. Today alone, the last 2 days, dealing with people, and it seems like there's so much stress and chaos and confusion, and people don't know what to do, and it's intense energy out there. I had to call a friend of mine today. I said, well, what's really going on? Because, you know, I'm encountering a lot from just various individuals, and, you know, I had to go inward and check to see if I was okay, because it's making me kind of doubt myself. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm a spiritual person. I pray. I meditate. So I thought I was okay. And then I had these encounters. I'm like, okay, well, let me just come back into my sanctuary and don't go out until I need to. Because I don't know. I can't even tell you, but there's been a lot of people, my friends and I had discussions on it, but it's just that way in the world right now.
Okay.
And I know as we get closer to the holidays and, you know, people wondering what that's going to be like. And speaking of which, next month is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay. Yes.
And I know that you know a lot about that because of your dealings in the community and dealing with a certain department. It's just people have to know. And again, we're just dealing with issues that were unforeseen at the time or went unnoticed, you know, like abuse might have increased in the home. A lot of things when, you know, the children didn't go to school and school was their way to escape reality. Maybe that may have been the escape from molestation or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're dealing with, and as I talked to a pastor's wife, she was saying, you know, in the community, they're dealing with a lot and primarily mental illness, and like people are having to find solutions on how to deal with that. And, you know, you can't expect the police department to deal with it totally or one department to do it. It takes a whole group of people really help with the situation. So it's going to be an interesting time.
What you say, mental health awareness and things out there, and you're absolutely correct. People are not skilled in certain areas. You have to do that. So therefore, everyone has to come together and bring their expertise. Me, I believe in laying fried chicken on the table and some bread and some salad. See, you can get people to talk and come together with food. You really can.
Mm-hmm.
And when you relax them down with that and make them comfortable, because everybody like to eat, okay? So I believe in breaking that bread, That bread breaking will put a lot of glue and a lot of openings. So my way is, you know, having some fun time out there, you know, putting some brownies out on it, however way you do it. But you have to get a group to get them to relax and talk. See, when a person can talk and share, there it's helpful. A lot of individuals that are going through it, they don't even know they're going through it, okay? If they're not connecting in with others to point it out. See, we're mirrors to each other. So we need to shine and polish our mirrors so that we can reflect each other, you know, so someone can point it out, someone can see it, to see what's happening out there. I love, I have a lecture that I do on how to, what is my mental thing, you know, how do I keep my mental in balance. So, and I probably would share that with you, and we'll talk about it, because I talk about my 52 personalities, okay? And so you have your 52 personalities that I know of. I know it's more laying down there. But when you break them down, see, when you can look at different things. I used to have a friend that say, call me Sybil. Okay, but it wasn't that I was civil. It was just I switched for the occasion. Okay, like,
well, in that case, I think we all have different personalities, or we quote unquote wear many hats or play different roles, however you want to term it.
Yes, you have to start peeling back that onion, and so I always share that type of thing with groups of people, but it's funny because it's really a story, but it opens them up, and they start looking for, I say, well, what personality is that? Is that your number 10? Is that your number 22? And then it creates a conversation about things going on, but coming together, collaborating, you're absolutely correct. You can look for law enforcement or these persons to go into. They're not skilled to do that. They, too, are going through some imbalance, okay, because they out there every day. That's some scary stuff. Okay, so you don't know if you're walking into a home or an environment that they're going to serve you hot coffee or they're going to serve you hot bullets. You don't know. Okay, that can be an uneasy, scary feeling. So when it comes to persons working in the community and having those type of vision, you have to think about them also. You know, like when you see officers, you know, you think you might have to deal with them on a petty issue. You have to apologize for calling you on this little stupidness, because I know it's so much going out there. But thank you for showing up. You know, let them know, because they, too, get up every day with fear, because you don't know what you're stepping into. Okay, so when you say they're not skilled to do that, so with the Mental Health Awareness Month, I know you'll be working in that area. I'll be coming up with different things to do and checking in on my 52, because, you know, you step to me, I might have to call them girls up. And some of those girls are Brigadier Generals. I can't control them. Okay, it's like, wait a minute. I'm sorry. No. Let me jump on out there. And those are the type that really want to be out there. See, they just itching to go. Those are the ones you keep sedated on the beach with credit cards and pina coladas. You don't let them land, okay? But you have to be aware of your personality. See, I'm aware of mine all the way, so I can call any number up depending on the occasion. But everybody can't do that. And because, like you say, you don't know what was on people's mind, they sent you back so you could go in your sanctuary and bang. They made you go close the door and hide in the closet. Sometimes
it did. I didn't know where the energy was coming from, and I was
not you.
Kind of shocked, but I was like, okay, let me just take care of myself and control what I can control, and that is me.
Yes.
Let me go to the sanctuary and be still for a minute, and then when I need to go back out, I'll go back out. But, and I think that, we need to start taking an introspective look at ourselves, you know, like what is my role, what is my contribution to the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep blaming other people for stuff that you're participating in and actively participating in. It takes two people to get into a situation. You know, by their actions, you have to understand that, you know, everybody's going to have a bad day. Everyone's going through stuff. And I think we need to be a little bit more patient
right.
with each other.
Right. But then
and
that works. That works. And you have to think, you have to breathe. But sometimes you run into that situation where you have to let it fly. Okay, but as you're letting it fly, you keep control, but you're letting it fly for a reason. You're letting it fly to jerk them back around, because most of the time, individuals do stuff, and they know they're doing it. They know they're doing it. But the problem is they don't know who they're doing it to. So when they find that one that's going to check them, they can't quite deal with that. Okay?
Right.
So... yeah, they can't deal with it because you whip it back on them. Because, see, everybody has their own agenda, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's human nature. But everybody's not for the good of humanity, only for the good of what for me. Okay, it's that me song. Well, you and I know about the me song, but we also know about others, too. That's a hard, I can say, scale the balance. But at some time, it's time to take two breaths and pull back, because we realize that we're all going through something out here. But at some time, you have to go the other way. And you're not going the other way to get there with them. You're going the other way to shake them up. You know, but when they hear it, they can't deal with it. Okay, so don't do it. Okay? Or it's okay that you've done it. Don't do it no more. Okay? Because you're dealing with various issues here. When you think that someone is stupid, then you're the stupid one. Because you cannot put a... yeah, and when persons come in and play on your intelligence or come up with stupid stuff, it's very hard to put them in place and still trying to be pleasant. You see where I'm going? Because when they're doing it, they're looking for an argument, because that makes them, you know, that's where they want to pull you. Well, you have to be able to take that break and say, baby, do whatever works for you, and I will do whatever works for me. And you shut up. See, they don't know where you're coming from. You disarm them. But most of the time, when persons are going through things, they need that sounding board. Well, if you talking to the wind, you just going to be talking to the wind, because I don't hear what you're saying. And I'm not going there with you. So you have a choice. So when you went back to your sanctuary, I know how you operate. You could have flipped it and changed and fixed it real quick, but it was coming so crazy. You said, let me go back in here and adjust this, because I need to go in here and talk to me. I need to get in the mirror and see what needs. You call up them personalities. See, I have a meeting in the hall with mine, and I got the decision makers and the friendly ones and the ones that say, did I hear what I just heard? And then you got them brigadiers, okay? So you break them down into categories, and y'all go have a meeting and do some strategic planning, okay? But keep them brigadiers. Keep them low, 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 and in the back, because, see, they stay ready to go. We all got them brigadiers, okay? But if you don't know you got them and you don't know how to control them, it can create a lot of chaos. So since I know that those girls and boys, or however many it is, and their families and cousins and nannies are there, I kind of like plan a strategic meeting once a month, and we sit down and we have a conversation. Okay, so I'm proud of you, because you knew to go back into your sanctuary. You said it was coming at you so crazy. You did not know what was going on. I'm not going to get into it, because, you know, I know you private, but I will be. I want to definitely, on the private side, hear the story, because I'm laughing, because I don't even know what happened, but it's tickling me. And I don't even know what it was, but for you to have to go in your sanctuary. I know it was a bit different for you. I really do. And
it
Tiffany
was.
With
my,
I'm sorry.
I usually don't, you know, I'm very reserved and I will
I know.
Not get into a situation,
I
you
know,
unless I'm prompted. And that's very, very rare. But, you know, I was like, okay, maybe this is too much for me. Let me pull back and
mm-hmm.
go somewhere else.
Well, you know, you be on those political ballots and out there, you know, slinging them senators and congress, you know, you're up against them, up against it. And we know what that can be like. So you're pretty, you're that redwood tree. So for that tree to go in the sanctuary and get some watering, it has to been very exciting. I'll put it that way. Okay, and I cannot wait, Tiffany, when I... for you to tell me how you solved that, okay? Because that's why I call you Tiffany with an I, because I will get it done. And I see you as that, and I see that. I know you're very reserved, very, but it's, I'm laughing over here because I cannot wait to hear the true story. And whatever the story is going to be, I know I'm going to learn from it, okay? So I'm going to bug you to death this weekend because I want to hear that story. We don't need everybody to hear it because, you know, we don't run naked in the neighborhood. We don't do that because we're out
well,
here dealing.
You know, I'm very diplomatic about my storytelling, too. So I, you know, I will say what I need to say in a nice way and for people to receive it. But, not too assertively, you know,
okay.
just enough. But,
okay.
You know, and if at all, at any point you want me to share the story, I will share the story. But we definitely will talk this weekend. And I also want to say to the Mental Health Month next month, I'm going to be doing an event with a church or a couple churches in the community that is a harvest festival. So it'll be at the
okay.
end of the month. The
okay.
date is October 30th.
Okay,
so,
wait. October 30th. Okay.
So just save the date, and it'll be a harvest festival. We're going to, you know, include the kids, have activities for the kids, and then have some, you know, a panel discussion, some education about mental awareness and emotional wellness and what we can do and, you know, what we can do and the part that we can play in this whole situation, you know, how to deal with it because a lot of people don't. I mean, you know, people can be easily persuaded to flare up in a situation when they don't have to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that the signs of it are coming and you know how to properly deal with it, then it'll, you know, just diffuse. And so
mm-hmm.
we just want people to understand how to diffuse situations so that they don't get into altercations. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
if an altercation escalates, it, you know, it could result in a very serious call, and then now you've got this third-party people involved that shouldn't be there when you
yes.
could have done something
yes.
and just diffusing it with the conversation. So, you know, I
like that.
I want to put that out there.
Okay, and that's
you know,
going to be the 30th.
It's October
Harvest
30th.
Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, give me more information on that. Sounds like it's going to be an exciting event. If it's, will it be a virtual event or will it be face-to-face, touchy-touchy event?
You know, the people that I'm, the committee, I should say, that I'm interacting with, they want both. So,
okay.
you know, the kids will be able to come to the church,
okay.
the community will be able to come to the church. I think, you know, a lot of people want to be out and interact with other human beings as opposed
of
to
course they do.
What's happening.
And, yeah,
but
of course.
It'll probably be both because, you know,
yes.
you still have people who don't want to come out, which is great, you know, to
right,
each his
right.
own. You know, your
right.
choices are yours. I
yeah.
can't rule the world, right, and tell you what to do and dictate your,
that's right.
your choices.
That's
what you feel comfortable. So,
Well, I'm looking at it. You know how we go on the TikTok, and I know that it's winding up normally. Usually we go up short and sweet. On Monday, will you be able to join us, or is that not a good day, or shall I speak with you over the weekend or so that I can plan out here?
Mondays, I love Mindful Mondays. I think
you
Mindful
like it,
Mondays
I love it too.
Get you in the mood to deal with the rest of the week.
Yes,
because you're
does.
Really not. When you come off the weekend, you really are kind of like a little slower.
Well,
you know, you're just
like the
transitioning.
You,
you know, you're just transitioning into the week, and so
yes.
You know, to be just you know, something in your face that's very assertive or very strong, you know, you may not want to deal with that. And I love Mindful Mondays because it is, it's sweet, it's short, it's simple. It's just, let's be mindful throughout the week. And,
yeah.
So,
well, okay. So now I know how to set it up
we'll
because, you know, we have some programs and some slots that, you know, because it's old, it's just real crazy, and I'm ahead of the game type person, and I get calls in, oh, let me do. No, we can't do that. That's already done. Because you have to, how can I put it? You scratch those backs who scratch your back, okay? I'm a firm believer of that. So when there's individuals that are not willing to scratch your back, but they carry many itches, I can't deal with them, okay? So I like to, I can't deal. My back scratcher is broke, okay? I am sorry, okay? And that's not in an ugly way. I had when you say people try to pull you where they are, sometimes I get tickled with myself. When you get in situations, and I had a person say, well, Miss Linda, you're getting upset. I smiled. I said, baby, no, I'm not. I said, I have no reason to be, but you will be. And I just smile and shut up. See, I disarm you because you don't want to see my upset. Because when Miss Linda is upset and mad, you know, most people say, you're mad. How do you know that I even deal with mad? Okay? Because if I get mad, your type of mad, guess what? It won't be nobody here to tell the story. So, Miss Linda, don't get mad, okay? So what we're going to do is you do what you do, and I'll do what I have to do, and let's just move on, and then you pull back. Because I'm like that lion in the jungle. That's my spiritual moon that you point out in me. I will start circling you, okay? And I'm not even aware of it, so this is not the time or the season or the things that we're going through. So you're right. You have to take that breath. You want to get out there and let people know what's going on. And I'm so glad that you do know the way to your sanctuary, because I know through all of see, your blood is a lot like my blood. And, you know, I know that prim, that properness, that doing it the proper way. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you don't want to see the other side of that. So on that note, Tiffany, with an I, we going to leave them to go find out something, and we're going to find out something on this weekend that we can share next week with the listeners to tell them so that we can start their week off. I like the way that you said that. And on that note, I'm going to say we
and on another
you.
Note,
yes.
I can't wait till you get on the show because we are waiting for you. It's going to
okay,
be,
I know.
I can be a little bit freer.
Okay.
I mean, I'm free on your show, but on my show, you know, I know you're going to say things and how you say it. I'm all there
I'm
for that.
I'm just
going
to bring them the authentic Sue. That's it. So if they think they ready for it, then let's have at
it. Oh, no, we're ready for it. We're East Coast. This is
we go
have
at it. And on that note, I'm going to close out and tell everyone to have a great weekend. Tiffany with an I, we love you. We're going to close up out of here. And I will be speaking with you before the weekend is over. Thank you again. Much appreciation. And have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you
Alrighty.
So much.
Tell them if they're ready, they might have to take a tranquilizer, but I'll be there. Love you.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Love you too.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Others how to feel. We care, share, we love.